Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, Daniel, my brother, you are older than me. Do you still feel the pain?
Let's start out and bring this back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with John Harrison. Longtime Brain Trust member, author of Making Mammoth Serve You, certified financial planner. John, thanks again for being here. Aspire, F-A, A-S-P-I-R-E-F-A.com is his website. Hey, John, can we have high yield and safety? Is that possible?
Yeah, it is possible. It's not the most common thing in the world. And the good news is that it does exist. Normally, when people go chasing high yield, they throw either safety out the
right.
window or liquidity
well, we
out
talk,
the window.
We always hear about growth the stocks. Either growth stocks
or value stocks
is what I'm trying
right.
to say. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And usually, for people who don't want to be in the stock market because they don't want the volatility and that sort of thing, when they park money in search of an interest rate return, you put money in the bank in a savings account or a money market account, you know, the rate of return is 0 point something. And people can go into alternative investments that offer high yields. They're usually very risky and very illiquid. And that could be everything from, non-listed real estate investment trusts to mm-hmm. all sorts of different limited partnership kind of things. It ties money up potentially for years where people can't get at it. But one of the places you can get yield from safe companies and still be able to convert back to cash if you need to is in the preferred stocks of companies that are kind of out of favor right now.
Preferred stocks?
Yes.
So which means non-voting.
Preferred stocks are different than common stocks in that they operate more like a bond. They pay a dividend yield and a stated mm-hmm. amount,
and it's part of the deal, right? You know, common stock they might pay a dividend, they might not, but a preferred is part of the deal, isn't it?
Exactly. And one of a couple that I'm kind of interested in at the moment has to do with some of these large banks that have been taking such a hammering in the news lately. I'm talking about banks like Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo, as an example, has a cumulative preferred stock paying 7.5% dividend yield right now. Bank of America has one that's paying about
5.5%. So as long as you're not worried about them going bankrupt...
Right.
Then that's pretty solid. That's pretty solid investment, isn't it?
Exactly. It sends you a check once a quarter, and then when you need the cash out, you just sell the stock for whatever.
Yeah.
And people.
But
tend
the stock,
to forget
of course, you still. But unlike a bond, you still have the volatility of the stock.
Although it's nowhere near as volatile as the common stock is.
A preferred stock is that? Why is that?
Because of the fixed dividend yield. It trades more like a bond. It behaves more like a bond.
So it's actually a separate, folks, it's actually a separate market for preferred stock than for common stock.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so it's not that they have no volatility, but they tend to have less. And in times of low interest rates and money looking for yield, the prices of some of these preferred stocks have actually gone up quite a bit in recent years. Again, when the company itself is a little depressed because of bad news, if you're Wells Fargo right now, you're not getting good PR. But it doesn't mean that the preferred stock is a bad thing to hold. 7.5% in today's yield.
Why don't more people do that anyway? Most of us don't want to vote. We don't want to send our proxy in. We just want return. Why don't more people buy these preferred stocks? Why don't we hear more about them?
Probably because the preferred stock has less upside than the common stock does.
Right.
People buy stocks for the inherent price appreciation primarily.
Right.
But if you're a yield shopper, if you're looking for income as opposed to a chance for a quick score, you know, a home run, the preferred stock is often a better buy for you. And you don't hear about them. They're not as, for lack of a better word, they're not as sexy as common stock is.
Right.
But, you know, it's a great place to find decent yields.
How do we find them? What do we search for when we're trying to find a? Is there an index of preferred stocks?
There's not an index of preferred stocks, but most of the larger companies, the companies that comprise the S&P 500, for example, all issue preferred stocks.
So how do we find them?
If you just enter the company name in a search engine, like on the homepage of the Wall Street Journal, WSJ.com, then it will list both their common and preferred issues.
Okay.
So you can see them all.
But is there a place where preferred stocks are listed as just as preferred, where it's a listing of preferred stocks?
Not that I'm aware of.
I'll be darned. That sounds like a good project for you, John.
It might be.
You need another project, don't you?
Oh, always.
Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Come back soon.
Thanks very much. I look forward to it.
John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us, and so we did. AspireFA.com. That's his website. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.